producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that not the world's best idea?
Well, I mean, there are probably world's ideas that are slightly better than that, but it's a pretty darn good one. I've got the Aaron with me today. Yay. We've had, you guys have all done a great job this week when we're all, apparently Shane is going to rejoin us on Monday. He had too much birthday cake and too much five-year-old. And for those of us with children, we know that one of the things about five-year-olds is they bring everything home to share, like strep throat, like everything. So apparently Shane is, he was actually thinking about coming in today, and all of us voted that he should take the weekend off and be healthy and happy and ready to go on Monday, which apparently is going to be the case. So Aaron is my man today, and glad to have Aaron with me.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. And we've already got Justine, so rather than chat each other up, I think we'll go directly to Justine. I have some thoughts. I had breakfast with one of my ex-producers, Aaron, so it must make you feel a little more reassured to realize that I think I am in touch with almost all my ex-producers. All of them still speak to me, and I think do not write ugly things about me on the internet that I don't, you know, or at least that I don't know about it. So that should reassure you that I'm probably not going to yell at you today.
Oh, that's definitely good to hear.
Aren't you feeling better? There
a
we go.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Justine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for calling so early, and how am I going to help you?
Hi, yes, this is Justine. I have spoken to you a couple of times previously about my best friend getting married, but now I'm calling for myself. I've recently discovered that my husband has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, kind of late stage, but I'm wondering if it hasn't been there all along and I just kind of missed it because of other substance abuse issues.
Okay, well, how long have you guys been married?
Well, it's a long story. We met when I was 16, but we've had an on and off relationship. But we've been married now for 7 years.
And how old are you now?
I am 43.
Wow, so that's like a 27-year relationship.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Were you married to other people, or either of you married to other people in the meantime?
Yes, we have been together and apart. We both have children, and you know, it's been a lovely kind of fairy tale romance. And I thought we had just gotten on this kind of really good path. He's been sober for coming up 8 years from alcohol. Chronic pain, so he does take some medication for his back, but he was doing better after losing some weight and was starting to reduce some of his pain medication, and it sent him in, and he had a lot of stress at work. I guess that was the lead up to it. He had kind of gotten back on his feet, was in a good wage earning circumstance, and I think the stress, he just kind of went into overdrive and sent him into a manic episode, which was including, like, auditory hallucinations and just not able to sleep or kind of be in touch with reality.
And how long did that episode go on?
It's still going on, which is why I'm calling you.
All right. So who diagnosed him as bipolar?
Well, because I have listened to you for so long, he had been going to a family practitioner, and I finally said, you know, you need to be seeing a psychiatrist.
Good.
And we went together, and at that point, he was really pretty out of touch with reality. And within minutes, the psychiatrist was like, yeah, this is manic behavior. And immediately put him on a mood stabilizer.
Right.
But this has been, well, Unfortunately, for me, it was the same week that you were off air and my sponsor left for Australia.
Well, we really let you down, didn't we? Oh,
yeah,
dear.
So I'm so sorry. You're both gone.
Oh, no.
But... So
right. So well, I'm back, and probably she's back as well. So, so did the medication? I mean, the medication usually kicks in. It's not immediate, but it's usually within, you know, a couple weeks max. So if he's been on the medication for a couple weeks and you're not seeing much,
this has been 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think we need. Has he been seeing the therapist in the interim as well?
Yes, it hasn't gone very well.
Well, I mean,
they've increased medication every time he's gone in. I'm still seeing signs of manic behavior and still some auditory hallucinations.
Well, I'll tell you, to be quite honest, the auditory hallucinations was the thing that sort of bothered me the most.
Because
and I'm sure it bothers him the most as well. Which isn't completely characteristic of the manic episode. Manic episode, I mean, look, if we look at the opposite of depression, then we're seeing somebody who, if depression is, no matter what I do, it doesn't work, you know, the world would be a better place without me, I'm sad. Then the manic episode, which is, I mean, that's the advantage of having something called bipolar is it does give you the idea it's the opposite extreme. And in this particular case, that's pretty helpful. It's somebody who, instead of sleeping a lot, is awake a lot, has a huge amount of energy. Everything is wonderful. They are going to change the world. They are just on the verge of finding the cure to cancer. So the manic part of bipolarity is kind of fun for the person who's experiencing. It's a pain in the neck for the people around because, yeah, this person has all this energy and wants to talk and do. The hallucinatory part is not particularly characteristic because almost by definition we view bipolarity and depression and mania as mood disorders as opposed to thought disorders. So the hallucinatory part kind of is bridging those two definitions. So, and if the medication isn't working, and when we increase the dosage, it's not working, it's possible that we've got the wrong diagnosis going on here. That it may be more a schizoid episode or perhaps even full-blown schizophrenia. Not to mention, if he's still on other medication, that it may be a schizophrenic episode rather than a manic episode per se.
And there was a word that you used in there that I didn't...
I said schizoid.
Oh, schizoid. Okay.
Schizoid, which is kind of, it's another one of those bridge words which says it's really not full-blown schizophrenia, but does have some of the aspects of it. And is the doctor that he's seeing aware that he's on pain medication? Is he still on his pain meds?
He is, and yes, I had some concerns around that as well. I guess my question is I've been in Al-Anon now for 14 years, and in there they teach us to allow them to seek out their own answers and seek out their own help so they can build their self-esteem rather than it ends up being, like you say, the mother-child relationship.
Yep.
And my question is, does that change with a mental illness?
Well, it can change temporarily. Yeah, it can change temporarily. Yeah. If it changes for the long run, then what you've done is trade off a mental health issue for a marital health issue, which isn't exactly what you're trying to do. I mean, what you're trying to do is stabilize everything. You know, it would seem to me that the first thing I would probably want to do at this moment is get, and I know that this is a tricky thing when you're talking about anything, but a second opinion on this one, because we've got so many issues going on here. We've got somebody who's, it sounds like, has had alcohol issues, which may mean that they have compromised liver function, which is throws everything into different kinds of areas. We've got somebody who's chronic pain, and if he's on pain meds, the pain meds tend to be central nervous system depressants in general. So, and then we're saying that he's and as I said, the auditory hallucinations really concern me, that that's not particularly characteristic with with the bipolarity. So, I mean, we've got a complicated case with a long-term compromise, potentially, of liver functions, which means liver enzymes. And I don't know if this therapist is seeing your husband in addition to medicating him. So let's go through those things one at a time, and also what you can do about this, which is, you know, a separate issue, but not unrelated. Let me put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
99-DR-JOY.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste, because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like, I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is. We're talking with Justine, who's got, and it's not a completely unusual problem. A diagnosis is really important to know what to do next, to know what the next step is. And sometimes the diagnosis is unclear, and we sort of make the diagnosis backward. We kind of see what works and then go from what works to what the diagnosis is. Conversely, if we have a diagnosis and we use treatment that usually works and doesn't, then sometimes we have to revisit the diagnosis. So, and that's out of both of our hands to a certain extent, other than to say, well, I did want to ask the question, is the person who's put your husband on medication also seeing him on a weekly basis for therapy?
He was not seeing him on a weekly basis. He was seeing him every other week, and then he was had suggested him seeing a counselor through the same program, I suppose.
Okay. So is your husband seeing somebody?
Yes, although he has missed a couple of appointments due to non-compliance and forgetfulness. Well, I think he's just over. You know, he's got so much stuff spinning in his brain, and you know, he tells me he has two different conversations going on in his head constantly.
See, that sounds to me much more like a schizophrenic episode along with hallucinations than does bipolarity. I think we need to revisit and I think what you can say to him after this phone call, and I know that part of what you want to deal with is what your role should be, and I think that this discussion is kind of morphing into that, but part of what you're allowed to do, because you're living with it on a day-to-day basis, he's living with it, and what he's reporting is not particularly characteristic of bipolarity, and it is very characteristic of schizophrenia, which means, if we decide that something is bacterial, and we treat it bacterial and it's viral, that is perhaps a poor analogy. If we decide you got measles and we're treating you for measles and you've really got mumps, we got a problem, Houston. And it sounds to me we may have a problem, Houston. So the question is, what is your role in this? And I think your role, exactly as you say, is to say to him, I talked to Brown about it today, and she was concerned, her ears perked up when I said auditory hallucinations, because that's certainly not, it's not unheard of, get it, but it is certainly not characteristic. And then when I further was talking with her of you saying that you had several conversations going on in your head, that it maybe we've got, one of the reasons the medication isn't working is we're working with the wrong diagnosis here. And so maybe what we need to do is talk with somebody who is both savvy about the diagnosis and savvy about medication and see if the possibility, and there can certainly be an overlap. There can be sort of several processes going on at the same time. Not to mention you've got somebody who very likely has compromised liver function because of long-term alcohol use and abuse, and also on pain meds.
Yeah, he has been very religious about going and getting his blood levels and all that stuff checked.
Right. Good.
And I
good.
Can also see it because I can see his records. He can see mine.
Great.
And so I know he's been tested for all that. And actually, it's amazing how well his liver has held up.
Well, God bless. That's fantastic. I mean, he's a lucky soul, and that's absolutely wonderful. So, but let's see. I mean, because after 6 weeks and no real relief. And if anything, it sounds like the symptoms may be worsening rather than lessening. I mean, look.
Or maybe I have too high of expectations. I'm not sure. He just is constantly frustrated and, second guessing.
Well, but again, you don't want to be his therapist. I can't be his therapist because I'm not there and I'm getting everything secondhand. So between the two of us, we have a limited role. But it's not that we have no role. One of the things you can say to him is, I talked to Brown. She said that maybe we need to explore the diagnosis a bit more clearly because, one of the reasons you have a diagnosis is because you know what to do next, and what you do next should have some effect. If what you do next isn't having an effect, there are two possibilities. One is that we've missed the diagnosis. One is that there is there has to be a reason why we're not getting any relief from symptoms. Because that's the only reason you treat something is to get some relief, right? I mean, there's no reason to.
road. And that's what we teach our kids. We teach our kids that it's not okay to shoplift because you're going to get in trouble for it. It's not okay to say bad words because you're going to get your mouth washed out with soap. It's not okay to steal because you're going to get punished. So we teach our children all the time about denying their impulses because the consequences are going to be unpleasant. But as parents, we got to do the same thing. And we got to do it not only for us, but for them as well because they're little. And putting your kid in your bed seems like a perfectly good thing to do at 3 o'clock in the morning when you've got a cranky 3-week-old. But it won't work because at some point you got to move them out. And that's really hard on them. So you got to move her out of the bed first. And so I continue to breastfeed her for a while longer.
Okay, well, the reason why I started weaning is because I'm also 3 months pregnant.
I know. But you got to move her out before. I mean, Kimberly, I got it. I mean, there was no question in my mind that that's what was going on. But think about, first of all, doing both of those things at the same time is really not very fair for her.
Yeah.
And I know it's a burden on you, and I think if you move her into her own bed, you can probably wean her within the next month. And a month isn't going to make a whole lot of difference one way or the other, except I know your breasts are probably sore. But she needs to be in her own bed, and presumably you're not going to move her to a bottle because she's already 2. She can drink out of a cup. Presumably you're only breastfeeding her, what, first thing in the morning and last thing at night?
Actually, just to go to bed and then in the middle of the night when she wakes up.
She shouldn't be waking up in the middle of the night at 2. So in the middle of the night, what you're going to have to do, I mean, for the next month, you're probably going to have to breastfeed her. But she shouldn't be, I mean, at 2 years old, she should be sleeping through the night.
So
you can't do this with your next kid.
I know. So, okay, like, she was in her own room for a while, but she was waking up like 5 or 6 times at night, and it was just driving me crazy.
Well, but it's going to have, and she's going to drive you crazy again. You're just going to have to tough it out, because otherwise she's never going to be out of your bed.
Okay, so I should nurse her to sleep in her room, in her bed.
Yep.
And then what do I do when she wakes up at night? Should I send my husband in?
Well, I mean, the problem is for the next month, you're probably going to have to go in. Because, again, you can't do everything at the same time.
Okay.
So for the next month, the focus is getting her out of your bed. Then the month after that, breastfeed her at night. Don't breastfeed her. Let your husband go in and give her water. Don't give her milk in the middle of the night because it'll rot her teeth.
Okay.
And don't give her juice. The point is that at some point you're going to have to start. She's not hungry in the middle of the night. She just, you know, she wakes up in the middle of the night like everybody wakes up in the middle of the night. And they think, oh, good, somebody to play with. Night, you know, human beings are not really good in the dark. We are all visual primarily. So as human organisms, in the middle of the night, we think, oh, I want somebody, you know, I want someone to take care of me right now. But that, I mean, we get over that because we understand that we're safe and we're dry and we go back to sleep and we start sleeping through the night. So everybody's not exhausted. So this month, breastfeed her at night in her own room. In the middle of the night, you can breastfeed her. In the next month, cut out the middle of the night feeding. And the one after that, probably stop breastfeeding. And then you've got 3 months before the new baby comes. And when that new baby comes, you have to start all this all over again. So do not put her in your bed ever again. Okay? Because you're going to start it all over again.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your advice.
You're welcome, Kimberly. And listen, you got to be tougher with the second kid, which will be a little easier because you've seen the disaster that will happen with the first otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
So just be tough, all right? And decide, because the first time you take her back in bed, you're going to have to start this whole stupid thing all over again.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, PJ and Jenna, we had you both online and somehow got dropped off, so the likelihood of both of you getting cold feet at exactly the same time is not high, but I suppose those kinds of things happen. So give us a call back. We have about an hour and a half of the program left. We've got about 20 minutes of this hour and then a whole other hour to go, so not a bad time to get in touch with me. Okay, so I was doing my little rant about making sure, especially these days with spell check, it's so easy. And there was a young woman who was applying for a grant with me and she had like five typos in her cover letter. And I was sort of in a relatively benign mood at the time. And so I got in touch with her and I said, "You need, did you proofread your note that there were five typos in it?" And she said, "Oh, well, those things happen." And I thought, you know, kiddo, you have the exact wrong attitude. And I ended up talking with the school administrator who had recruited her. And I said, I said, you know, this kid sent me a cover letter with five typos in it. And I didn't get beyond that. I didn't look any farther than that. I thought, you know, she can't bother to proofread it. Why should I be the least bit interested? And if she's that careless with her material, what's she going to do with mine? And the person's response, which was even more chilling, is, "Well, you know, some of these kids just don't have a whole lot of practice in this." And I thought, well, what is your job then if it isn't to help them learn that? And these days it's even worse than that. There are more and more job applications that are filled online, right? You know, it used to be in the old days that you would send in a resume, and then somebody would contact you if you were eligible for the job or competitive for the job, and then they would haul the two or three of you into the office. And that doesn't happen anymore. I know an awful lot of jobs that are filled exclusively either online or once on the line on the phone. So if you make a mistake, and like, for example, I had a couple of years ago, I was looking, I don't know, for something, I think an intern or something, and I put up something on Craigslist. I think somebody at the station actually put it up for me. And I got something like 1,000 responses in 2 days. And anything that had a typo in it either misspelled my name or misspellings, I just deleted them. I didn't even take the time to send them a note saying thanks for getting, because I thought, with 1,000 responses to go through, and I think I'm not unusual in that. So folks, and if you're in the business of teaching kids how to apply for jobs, or the business of applying for a job, understand that if you can't take the time to do it right on the interview, which also means showing up on time, never being late, even if you have to sit around and do Sudokus or read a book or do a newspaper or something outside of where you're supposed to be for a half hour because you were so early. But being early is not a problem. Being late is always an issue. And the jobs are competitive these days and always have been. And what you look like is careless and sloppy and not interested. And that's not compelling for a job interview or for HR. So, Aaron, we don't know what happened to our people, huh?
No, still don't. Haven't seen anything from them.
Well, I guess maybe life intervened. I think one was probably, I know there was one about breastfeeding. Every time breastfeeding comes up, I get a whole bunch of phone calls from him because, believe it or not, it's still a controversial issue. And I'm a great fan of kids weaning themselves. But a two-year-old who's still waking up in the middle of the night to breastfeed is especially with a new baby on the way, because you could hear what Susanna was talking about was, as soon as the new baby comes, tossing the current baby out of the bed and off the breast. Well, that's really helpful to a two-year-old. Gee, Mom, what did I do wrong? Talk about sibling rivalry. That here I was getting all of Mom all of the time, whenever I wanted, in the middle of the night, and getting to cuddle up with Mom. And now the new baby comes, and I'm just in Siberia. No breastfeeding, no cuddling. And you wonder why the kids take frying pans to their siblings' heads. I mean, it's not a fair thing to do to the kid. So the idea of... again, I have no problem with letting a kid wean themselves, although I actually have known people where they were still breastfeeding a five-year-old who would get up on the mom's lap and say, "No, Mom, we did the right one last time." That seems to me a little extreme. But and kids, certainly by the time they're two, should be sleeping through the night. So, and all right, so they're not going to take me on. They're going to fuss with me. This is not a country that believes in the family bed. There are some societies that do, but we're a country that believes in independence and privacy, and so the family bed just doesn't really, it's not consistent with that. And unless you want your kid staying, I mean, if you're going to leave it to your kid about how long they're going to stay in your bed, then you're talking about a whole different set of circumstances than are the prevailing notion in the United States and in Canada at this moment, which you can do, but understand that it's not without consequence. Alrighty, so talking about I'm trying to remember exactly how we got to this topic, which was talking about sort of the soundtrack of your life. I'm trying to remember exactly how it came up, but we got a whole bunch of responses on it, right?
Yes, we did. Right, I wasn't here that day, so I'm not sure how it got there.
I don't remember how it got there either.
Yeah, but it was describe your relationship with a song. We got quite a few answers.
All right, so if you had, are you in a relationship right now?
I am not.
All right, so yours just
mine
one
actually,
is the loneliest number.
Yeah, it lines right up with our first response, actually, all by myself.
It's there you go.
Explanatory.
There you go. Which is kind of a sad song, but it doesn't have to be. I mean,
yeah.
It can be a. Are you feeling a? I think whenever we end up talking about this, I talk about a circumstance. It was a bunch of years ago on Christmas night, not Christmas Eve, but Christmas night, and at a party with a whole bunch of people, all of whom were coupled up except this one woman whom I happen to know, and I just happened to be standing close enough to her to hear the hostess, who could have used a little bit of tact, saying, "Gee, don't you feel lonely?" And the woman's response was, she said she never felt as lonely when she was single as she was when she was married. I've never forgotten that. You know, if you're by yourself and you're lonely, you can go online, you can go out, call a friend, you know, read a book, watch television, do whatever you want. If you're lonely in a relationship, you're much more trapped. So I think it's one of those things to kind of remind yourself that, I mean, everybody wants a good, wonderful, rewarding relationship, but it's probably true that a bad relationship is better than a bad relationship. It took me a while to get to it, but there we go.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It doesn't have to be bad.
All it has to do really is be mediocre for you to wish, oh gee, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
there's nowhere to go but up. Next up, poison sugar, because I love him, but he is so wrong and bad for me.
Wrong and bad or wrong and bad?
Wrong and bad, B-A-D.
Yeah, you know, you can love the wrong person. I mean, love, your feelings don't have anything to do with anything except they just happen. But then you have to figure out, okay, what does this mean? What, you know, that you do not have, none of us have any control over our feelings, but we do have control over our behavior. And I think that there are people that we will probably love to our dying day who are just poison. And those are the ones we have to avoid like the plague, because they are.
Yeah, and that ties right in with the last thing, that, you know, a bad one's worse than none at all.
Yep.
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 All right. Alone again. Self-explanatory.
My goodness. All right.
Yeah. A lot of optimism so far.
Yeah, so far, it's a Prozac moment.
You're Still the One by Orleans. I'm not familiar with the band. Because My Husband Is Still the One for Me, the lyrics fit perfectly.
Great. How long do we have any idea how long they've been married?
It doesn't say anywhere on there.
All right,
there's a few that have, but not that one.
Okay.
Next one is Thank You by Dido and Always by Atlantic Star.
All righty.
I'm not familiar with the song, so I'm not sure. I assume that that's a good thing. It sounds like it.
It does.
Yeah. Smile by Uncle Cracker.
Smile? Okay.
Just the Way You Are by Billy Joel. It's been our song for decades. That's why this second marriage stuck.
Well, you know, I think that's true. Finding someone, you know, I think if we're young enough, we find someone who is the opposite of who we are, because we feel that we're not okay. And then as we get older, we tend to look for people who are more like us because we've accepted ourselves. So the idea being that, start out with somebody that's like you as opposed to unlike you, you're probably better off.
No, I definitely agree with that. Okay, next up, Cherish by Kool and the Gang. The word alone has meant so many different things to us over the years.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, because he is. He makes me laugh. He cherishes me. He's romantic. We enjoy the same things, except for travel, which I love and he dislikes. And we fit together like peanut butter and jelly. I like the sentiment, but I think that's actually a pretty sad song if you delve into the lyrics.
Peanut butter and jelly?
No, you are my sunshine.
You Make Me Happy in the Skies of Gray. Please Don't Take My Sunshine Away. The other night. Oh, yeah, you're right. The second and third verse.
Yeah.
Not so good. All right, you're right. We'll let's just stick with the first verse. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink, and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call up and tell me what's on your mind, 855-993-7569. Okay, so we don't have a whole lot of time left in this hour. Why don't we just sort of figure out the rest of the songs that describe people's relationship right now?
Okay, so next up we've got Looks Like We Made It from Barry. I'm not sure which Barry. We finally got together past our slight differences, so I guess we also made it through the rain.
There you go. Okay.
You're Still the One. He Is After 35 Years. After that,
there you go. Well, there are two of those. There we go.
Brother Louie by Hot Chocolate. I'm white and my wife is half black, so we like to kid each other whenever this song is played.
Okay. Fair enough.
Strangers in the Night. He Sleeps Downstairs, I Am Upstairs.
Oh no, that doesn't sound very good.
That one's not as happy, no.
No.
Okay, next up, Smile by Charlie Chaplin. I wasn't where he had music. But maybe
Smile When Your Heart Is Breaking. Smile Even Though, yeah.
Yep, there it is. Okay, I'm a Believer, I Wouldn't Leave Her, Him. If I Tried by the
Shrek.
Monkees.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, yeah.
You Ain't Much Fun Since I Quit Drinking by Toby Keith.
Oh.
Well, some of these aren't nearly as happy as the rest of them.
No, exactly.
Second Time Around by Frank Sinatra. Both were divorced, and we've been happily married for 3.5 years.
Well, that's great. There you go. All right.
You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
Those are, we go through, you can see, we go through kind of peaks and valleys. Here we go.
Yeah, definitely. And X Factor by Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
That's another one I'm not terribly familiar with.
Okay.
That's all that we've got for the responses to the songs.
Well, that was, I thought we had 30.
Yeah,
that there were 30,
being,
but
let's see. Ended up being about 28, yeah.
All right, well, that boy, we sort of just chugged through those, didn't we?
Flew through them.
All right, fair enough. All righty, I'm just trying to think what we want to do for the last, 3 minutes here. There's some other issues that we haven't gotten through. I'm just trying. I had actually a list of things to do, and what happened is I got distracted because we had a bunch of calls there, and so I just sort of thought, okay, well, I'll just let those go for a minute.
Yeah, and those mysteriously vanished, so if they're listening, feel free to call back in.
Yeah, I think there's probably something wrong there because, as you point out, if we lose one phone call, it's because somebody's at work and their boss just came in, or, the person they're going to talk about just came in. But when they both drop off at the same time, it's quite often a... it's not a value judgment on our part. It's just the phone system. So, alrighty. I had one other thing I was going to talk with somebody about, and I just forgot exactly what it was. But it'll come back to me. Did you see that we now have an Ebola czar?
I did. The Ebola czar. That was quite the...
I'm not sure that that's what I necessarily want on my resume. I told you I've been giving little discussions about Ebola on the subway for reasons, because it seems to me... It's one of those stories, if you watch the news stories, there's actually no news in any of the news stories.
Very little.
Which I think is making people very anxious. And my particular... I've been talking with a number of people about it, including people who work for CDC and infectious disease in general, including at the UN and... In D.C. and in Atlanta. And I think the consensus at this moment is, first of all, nobody really knows. That's number one.
Right.
The numbers are certainly startling and uncomfortable. And that the sense that, certainly in Africa, that things are out of control. And the question is, what happens about the United States? And, the idea that taking people's temperature at the airport seems to me to be somewhat, how do I say this gently, misguided. That, first of all, you can be contagious without running a fever, and once, you're getting off a plane with a whole bunch of people with whom you've presumably had some kind of contact, and it's not an aerosol, so it's not about breathing the air, but still, that if you already have fever, then the symptoms, as Aaron pointed out, are generic. A headache and fever and nausea, and that sort of describes anything. So I think one of two things is going to be the case, that either the combination of the U.S. medical system and or the combination of the fact that in general people in the United States and Canada are better or healthier, that they have better nutrition, better access to health care, cleaner water, better sanitation, and therefore in theory are healthier. So that, because there are people, 20% of people exposed survive, and the question is, what is the difference between the 80% that don't and the 20% that do? And nobody at this moment has an answer to that. So either the healthier population in general, which doesn't mean that there won't be some mortality, but presumably significantly less than 80%, or it won't. Although I think it's almost impossible to conceive in the next year or so of 80% of the population of the world gone. I mean, and people are saying, well, you just stay in your house. And I'm saying, and do what? I mean, there's if 80% of the population of the world is compromised, there's not going to be food, there's not going to be electricity, there's not going to be services, it's going to be a pandemic. But either case, there's really not much you can do about it. So what I decided, my solution, is I'm not going to contribute to my pension fund for the next 2 months.
Which I still think is probably the correct way to handle it.
Yeah, and instead of do, you know, I was talking to my mom about it, and I said, Mom, you know, at one point, when I was a kid, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I remember that there was a math test the next day, and I can remember even as a very young kid thinking, if this is my last night on Earth, I don't necessarily want to spend it studying for a math test. But it did occur to me, even as a very young kid, that if I don't study for that math test and the world does not end tonight, I may wish it would have, because I'm not going to be prepared. So I studied for my math test, did fine on the exam, and I'm still here. So I think I have the same approach to Ebola, that there's nothing really to do about it. Maybe wash your hands a little bit more, because there's all sorts of other stuff around. But there's nothing you can do about it, then worrying about it seems somewhat of a waste of time. So,
yeah, I definitely agree. And then the Ebola czar.
What a weird name.
Quite the title.
Yeah, and I saw a little bit of the news conference, and all these guys in their white jackets, you know, their white coats. Like, that's going to make us feel much better.
Yeah, I mean, Ebola czar, that sounds hostile.
It does. It does.
That doesn't comfort me at all.
But they also called it a drug czar and things like that.
Well, that sounds even worse.
The word czar, I don't think necessarily has comforting notions in the United States in general. Yeah, so we're going to have to figure that out. All righty, 855-99-3-7569. We've got another hour to go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.